Bruce Harrell put his campaign headquarters all of three blocks from the house where he grew up in the Central District.
Well, this is the center of the city where all the action is.
Harrell's history here is thick. It seems like every other house is a family he's known for decades.
A man named Mr. Buchanan lived here, who was my baseball coach. The pastor here is a Reggie Witherspoon. Mr. Carter here was a football coach of mine. That's Mrs. Young is what I still call her.
A stone's throw from Mrs. Young is the two-story Craftsman home where he says his parents raised him to be streetwise and respect family. Those roots made it that much tougher when years later it was a family dust-up that tested his leadership. His grandmother had just died, and her three children couldn't agree on what to do with her house.
Do we keep it in the family and make sure that it's a place for us to enjoy our family, or do we sell it and just split the dividends? And it really tore our family apart.
Harrell says the diplomacy fell to him, and it was especially touchy because, remember, this was his father's generation he was dealing with.
There's no right or wrong in most of these disputes. Some family members wanted to sell it. Some family members were saying, our grandfather built that house here in Seattle, and for a black man to build a house in the 1940s, we should always keep that in our family. And so there's no right or wrong.
Harrell says he finally did broker a solution that didn't back anyone into a corner. The key, he says, is to assume people's hearts are in the right place.
In politics, people try to attack motives, and I don't. I assume that most people are trying to do the right thing. It's just a question of technique and methodology.
He says that attitude would help him keep his campaign promises, whether it's a free year of college for every high school grad or more community policing. He says you have to keep your priorities straight, just like in a family.
In a family, you can't take things so seriously that you forget the most important thing. And the most important thing is the family. In this situation, the most important thing is the welfare of our city. That comes before all else.
It's a lesson he learned right here in this neighborhood, at the core of Seattle and of Bruce Harrell's political identity. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.